It's me, Miss Havisham. No, don't get up. Stay in your bed. I didn't wake you, did I? You're not in trouble or anything. Everything's all right. No, don't turn the light on. I can see all right. The moon is shining through your window. And it's a full one. Don't worry. I'm not about to turn into a werewolf. I just want to have a word with you. Can I come in? Is it okay if I sit on your bed? Just want to chat with you about something. It's nothing to worry about. I'm sorry to intrude at this time of night, and I hope I didn't scare you. Oh, would you mind just moving over a little? I feel like I'm crushing your poor shins. That's better. Now, I've come to your room because, well, I don't want you to worry, but last night Mrs. Rogers and Mrs. Williams caught a few girls trying to break into your room. These girls aren't in your year. You might not know their names, and we've taken precautions to make sure that it will be harder for anyone to do such a thing in future. There's no need to be alarmed, and we don't think they actually wanted to hurt you or anything. It's just, well, they were curious about you. When you're that age, girls are very curious about boys. You're a little younger than them, but it's normal for boys to become curious about girls at your age too. Do you get curious about girls? In a way that you never really did before. Oh, I'm sorry if I embarrassed you, James. You don't have to answer any of my questions. But if you have started to notice the girls in your class, it's perfectly normal. I'm sure that as the only boy in this boarding school, many girls in your class notice you, and sometimes you catch them looking at you in a strange way. All of this is normal. And it's very normal for 14-year-old boys and girls to get very embarrassed when someone older than themselves, like me, tries to talk to them about it. Particularly on occasions when there's no one else around. Like this situation you find yourself in right now. It must be difficult for you, James, having no friends who are boys to talk about stuff like this with. And it must be pretty lonely for you too, having to sleep all alone in a separate building instead of in a dormitory with your classmates. I hope these things don't seem too bad for you. I feel I'm making you nervous and I really don't want to do that. Would it be okay if I lie down next to you? Just on top of the covers, I mean. That way I won't be talking down to you. That's better. I feel like I was intimidating you. I was thinking that if you just look up at the ceiling and listen to what I have to say, then it wouldn't be so awkward for you. It's also a bit easier for me too. I get embarrassed talking about this stuff. I know that your biology teacher, Mrs. Kelly, has already covered some of the basics of, you know, puberty and sex and things like that, and where babies come from, right? Well, after the incident last night, we were talking in the staff common room. Mrs. Kelly said that often when she was teaching about sex, she often felt that she couldn't go into the details about certain things because you were the only boy in the class. As soon as she started talking about, you know, penises and things like that, all the girls would start staring at you, wondering maybe what a penis looked like. Maybe wondering what your penis looked like. She noticed you often started blushing at those times, and so she'd skim over certain details to stop you feeling so embarrassed. It's not nice that you had to go through that. It's really not. I would have hated to have been in a situation like that. Anyway, if there were other boys around, then perhaps you'd be able to talk about certain things. James, this is... I have to talk to you about this. Neither of us should be in the situation, and I know that it's incredibly personal and might make you a bit uneasy. In the staff room, Mrs. Kenny felt that you might have missed out on certain important parts of your sexual education. One of the laundry maids was there, and she mentioned that often, recently... This is hard to talk about, and it's normal. It's not weird or wrong. It's perfectly natural for all 14-year-old boys. The laundry maid said that often when she was doing your bedding, she noticed that there were stains on your sheets and pajama bottoms too. Do you ever wake up and find sometimes there's wetness? Except you haven't wet the bed or anything. It's okay if you have. You don't have to say anything, just nod. James, that's okay. I promise you. It would be strange if that never happened. Whew! There's a relief. I mean, when the laundry maid said there were often stains, we all pretty much knew it was happening to you right there. I'm glad they getting mentioned that part out of the way. When those stains happen, it's because you've had something that's called a wet dream. Do you remember Mrs. Kelly talking about men having sperm? Well, you're making sperm now, James, and that wetness is just the sperm coming out of your body when you're asleep. And sometimes you might notice, if you're thinking about girls, or maybe a particular girl, that your penis gets harder and bigger. I'm not asking you to tell me if that ever happens, but if it does, that's a normal thing. You may remember that Mrs. Kelly used the word erection. Those girls that tried to get in last night, well, I feel a little sorry for them because I remember being that age and I remember being extremely curious about boys and their bodies. Luckily for me, I wasn't stranded at a boarding school where there were no members of the opposite sex other than one boy and an alcoholic caretaker who sometimes liked to walk about muttering to himself darkly. But if I had been, well, there's a chance I might have been tempted to try and sneak into your room. And I want to remind you, there's no need to worry. We're going to be watching out for them in future. You see, there's a chance they might have wanted to, and I don't want to scare you, maybe kiss you. Have you ever kissed a girl? No, don't tell me. It's really none of my business. But they may have wanted to try kissing you. And if that happened, they may have, well, tried to see if they could get your penis hard. Get an erection. Just by kissing you. And maybe pressing their bodies against yours. And after that, there's a chance they may have left you alone and went back to their dormitory. But there's also a chance that if they managed to make you hard, they may have wanted to see it. And maybe even touch it. And maybe even more than that. And it wouldn't really be their fault. Because with things like this, it's easy to get carried away. If they made you get an erection, they may have wanted to try putting it in their mouths. Or maybe their vaginas. You remember that word from biology class, don't you? Good. And you know what would happen then? Babies. You don't want to be a father, do you? No, I'm sure you don't. Maybe one day, when you have a job and are married, but not for a long time. And they probably didn't want to be mothers either. At least not yet. But it's so easy for boys and girls to get carried away. And if one of the girls at this school got pregnant, there would be a horrible scandal. The teachers don't want anyone to get pregnant. But we can't watch all of the girls all of the time. Well, okay, this is a bit awkward again, but sometimes when someone your age, if they get an erection, they find that they can touch themselves and it feels good, really good. And then they get wet and make a mess and have a wet dream, except they're awake. And it's normal for boys to do this. When Mrs. Kelly saw the stains on your bedding and pajamas, well, she said that you probably don't do this because there were a lot of them. The laundry woman said the stains were often like that. I'm only a religious studies teacher and don't know much about biology, as Mrs. Kelly. But it did seem that there were a lot. Your maths teacher thinks that often boys learn how to make themselves have a wet dream while they're awake simply by hearing other boys talk about it. But if you have no other boys to talk about things like that, it may not even occur to a boy to touch themselves. Listen, this is really hard to talk about. I know, but this time I need you to answer. Just nod or shake your head. And I'm so sorry for putting you in this situation. If you ever notice that your penis got hard, do you ever touch it, hold it, and rub it till you get a really good feeling and make a mess? Have a wet dream, even though you're awake. Thank you for being honest with me. That was very brave of you. Very brave. We didn't think that you did, but we had to be sure. You see, if one or some of the girls did manage to get you all alone and make you have an erection, they could make you want to have sex with them. Even if you didn't want to really and knew deep down it was wrong. But if you learn how to make yourself have a wet dream while you're awake, then the chances of them making you get hard are smaller. It's more difficult for a penis to get hard if the testicles, you remember that word, aren't so full of sperm. Do you have an erection right now? It's okay if you do. And it's okay if you don't. Just nod or shake your head. Just nod or shake your head. I know it's extremely embarrassing, and I understand why you won't answer. James, I'm going to get under the sheets with you. I'm not going to do anything to hurt you. Everything's all right. That's better. I was getting a little chilly. Now, James, it's okay if your penis is hard, and it's okay if it's not. I'm just going to reach down and feel. I won't touch it. Just feel it through your pajamas. Well, you are a big boy, aren't you? It is very hard. I thought it might be. And that's okay, because you're in bed. And I've been talking about it. Sometimes if a woman is talking about penises, then men's penises get hard. Well, it feels nice, doesn't it? To even have someone resting their hand against it. Even if it's through pyjamas. If you want, I'll take my hand away, but you have to shake your head. And with my thumb, I can feel a wet patch through the fabric, right over the penis's head. That means you're sexually aroused, as most boys would be if an older woman was feeling if their penis was big and hard. The wetness is called pre-cum, and when you have a wet dream, some of what comes out is pre-cum. But to actually have a wet dream, sperm needs to come out. I want to show you how to make your sperm come out, so you have fewer wet dreams. But if you don't want me to, for whatever reason, then I'll stop. I'm going to reach onto your pajamas now. So wet. I'm just going to let my hand rest against your penis. You're so warm. Is that okay? I hope my hands aren't too cold. Just resting. I'm going to feel your testicles in a moment, if that's alright. If it's not, then please shake your head. James. They're so swollen and big. This, it must be awful for you. They need to be, James, you need to have a wet dream. But the word we use for wet dreams when they happen when someone is awake is ejaculate. You really need to ejaculate, James. I'm going to, ever so gently, take one of your testicles between my thumb and finger. Is that okay? I'll be gentle. James, is that okay? You gasped. Very tender. Okay. I'm going to show you how to touch yourself in a way that will make you ejaculate. In a moment, I'm going to take your whole penis in my hand and then gently rub it up and down. What a person does this, it's called masturbating. Okay. You're very stiff. Now I'm gripping your penis gently, but firmly. And in a moment, I'm going to rub in a special way. I hope my hands have warmed up. Now I'm going to start rubbing up and down very slowly. Up and down. Is that okay? Can I keep going? Good boy. When boys do this, it's masturbating. And sometimes girls do this to themselves too. Maybe even girls in your class. Maybe even when they're thinking about you, James. Up and down. Up and down. But you should stay away from those girls. Up and down. Getting faster now. Sometimes even grown-ups do it. I do it sometimes, James. At night. I touch and rub myself in a special way that makes me feel so good. Now, I'm going to stop. James, as you're a pupil, and I'm a teacher, it might be wrong if the first time you ejaculated, or when you were awake, because I was rubbing your penis. Now that I've showed you the movements, would you put your hand there and rub yourself? That's okay. And it's nice that you can all of a sudden move your head again, even if it's just to shake it. A lot of boys were happy to masturbate by themselves. hate the idea of doing it in the company of other people. But if I was to rub your penis until you ejaculated and squirted your sperm out, well, some people might, because I'm your teacher and have a duty of care over you, consider it a breach of trust and a violation. Some people would use even worse words. Even though I was only doing it to stop the other girls in school getting pregnant. Are you sure you couldn't try? Okay, that's alright. I suppose it would be okay if I just put my hand against your balls. I mean, testicles. And just let it rest there. Or maybe that would be enough to make you ejaculate. Is that alright? Hooray! You could nod again too. I thought it would be okay. James, I've brought a flannel. I'm just going to put it down over your penis like that. So that when you come, that's another word for ejaculate, by the way, it doesn't mess up the sheets and give the laundry staff something to moan about. And the rest of your cum will probably go on your navel or crotch or drip into pubes, but you can use that flannel to clean yourself up, and you can tell me to stop at any time. And now I'm holding your testicles, the right one. I can't get over how big. Poor James. We shouldn't have let you get like this. And the left one. I'm going to hold them both gently in my hands. They are so swollen, so full of cum. Just rolling them in my hand and rubbing gently. Rubbing the base of your cock with my thumb. Drawing small circles on it. Is that good? You're breathing heavy. And I can feel your balls getting tighter. I want you to come. Just let your big balls unload all that spunk into the flannel. And when you feel how good it is, I want you to wank yourself every day, the way I showed you. Once in the morning, maybe in the shower, and then again at night, and more if you want. And if you do well in my class and get good grades, and maybe you'd like it if sometimes I wank you off. Come for me. Please. Come for me. You're getting close. Good boy. Go on. Good boy, ejaculate. Show me how grown up you are. Your penis is twitching. I'm just going to, while keeping three fingers on your balls, just hold the base of your shaft between my thumb and forefinger, like that, and pull the skin back. That'll be okay. That doesn't count as masturbating. Go on now. Ejaculate. Ejaculate for me. Go on and ejaculate. Good boy. Ejaculate. Oh, there we go. That's it. Squirt yourself dry. Go on. That's a good boy. Doesn't that feel good? So good. Don't you feel better? Are you still coming? What a big boy you are. A big, good boy. Wasn't so bad, was it? Do you think you'll be able to do that yourself? Now I've showed you, when you're on your own. I thought you might. I'm just gonna milk out these last few drops. Often boys drip a little afterwards. My God, that's a lot of cum. Flannel soaked through. God, if one of those girls had managed to get you to have an erection and then made you have sex with them, even though you probably didn't want to, you've gotten them pregnant for sure. It's a good thing I turned up when I did.